With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal and administrative, and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It is Monday, May 3rd, and I had the entire weekend to absorb that proposed plan from the Biden administration, the American Families Plan. And I talked a little bit about it last week when it first came out, but more details started to emerge day by day. So I thought it might be worthwhile to get you started on the week with a little refresher on what just is on the table. Remember, it's not a done deal yet. We got a long way to go, but there's a lot on the table. It's a $1.8 trillion plan. $1 trillion is the plan to spend. And $800 billion is essentially making a lot of those child care and dependent care tax credits permanent. So what would happen is the top marginal tax rate would increase. Capital gains for folks who make more than $1 million would go up. There will be changes to the way taxes are assessed on inherited assets. And there would also be a beefing up of IRS audits. I talked about this over the weekend because why take a weekend off if you're Jill or Mark, frankly? I was able to appear on CBS This Morning, the Saturday version. So here is the segment, sort of a broader economic segment, but we do weave in a lot of the Biden plan. So check it out. Here is the segment from Saturday morning.
Jill, good morning. And let's start with the latest. It's the third big near $2 trillion spending plan that the president has proposed. What were your key takeaways and what are some of the details you can share with us?
Well, I think what's interesting is that the Biden plans taken together, they're like the trilogy, right? We had the American Jobs Plan, the American Rescue Plan, and now we have the American Families Plan. And the major theme of all of them is a central one that's really different. It is that government is important in helping American families and the American economy. And I think what's really important about this, that we look at this, these three plans together, they really are relying on corporations and wealthy Americans to foot the bill to make this big change in the role of government.
Jill, tell us more about that, because we know that the Republican opposition to this is that it's too expensive and that these projects are, you know, all part of a Democratic wish list. But is the bottom line that this administration wants to close loopholes and tax the rich?
Well, I think that there's a combination of factors here. You know, you look at this recent $1.8 trillion. It's $1 trillion of spending over 10 years. It's $800 billion of making tax credits permanent. And the way that this is happening is primarily by raising taxes for the wealthiest Americans. The administration says it's for the top 1%. And the four aspects of that plan would be to actually raise the top rate to 39.6%. That's where was before the Trump tax cuts of 2017. It's raising the top capital gains tax rates for those people who make more than $1 million. It's changing the way estate taxes are levied on people who pass assets down through a generation. And it's the fourth poll is really interesting. It's injecting $80 billion into the IRS to help the IRS conduct audits of these high earners. Again, this is very much focused on high earners, and the previous plan was focused on the corporation. So put that together. That's a lot of taxing for the wealthiest as well as corporations to foot the bill of this real shift away from no government into more government.
Joe, when we talk about coronavirus recovery health-wise, so more than 100 million Americans vaccinated now, we just mentioned. When it comes to financial recovery from the coronavirus, where are we right now?
I think that it's really good news. This week, we found out that in the first quarter of this year, the economy expanded at a 6.4% annualized rate. That is huge. It is really an improvement where we were. Just think about it, over a year ago, where the economy was contracting so dramatically. And when you look at this economic performance in the first quarter, it's likely to continue. Economists tell me that the U.S. could actually expand at a 6 to 7% growth rate for the entire year. That would be the quickest expansion since the mid-1980s. So we are well on our way to recovery. Of course, we need to get more people back to work. But man, this turnaround is unexpected when you look back just a year ago.
Okay, so that was the segment. There's more on the website. I wrote extensively about this, and I have a feeling we're going to have to keep revisiting this issue because, you know, again, it's not settled yet. And if you've got questions and you feel like you want to make a move very quickly, please give us a holler before you do anything. Our email address is askjill@jillonmoney.com. Our website is jillonmoney.com. Just hit the contact button while you're there. So here we go. Monday is in the can. Tomorrow, we're going to continue answering your questions. Please send us those questions. Let us know if you want to come on the air. Mark is going crazy booking all of our guests. That's you. So please do that, even though things are getting better. Even though you don't have to wear your mask outside if you are vaccinated, I'm still telling you to wash your hands and wear your masks, especially if you're inside, and maintain your physical distancing and to try to lift somebody up today. Start your week off correctly on the right foot or the left foot, whichever foot you want to put in front of you. Do something nice for somebody else. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.